for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Let's go inside the VFL camp with the Cats because they played this afternoon at Box Hill. Unfortunately, lost in the end 97-54, but a couple of things have come out of the game. Their coach, Shane O'Bree, good enough to join us for Geelong Marine World. Cheese, Kingy and Benny having a chat to you from the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, commiserations on the loss. Unfortunately, the season's not ending the way you'd hoped, despite last week's win.
No, it's not. Thanks for having me for first all, boys. But no, it's not finishing the way we want to. It was a tough gig always at Box Hill against Box Hill. And the scoreboard didn't really relate to how the game went. We lost, we were in for the fight, and then we lost three players halfway through the second quarter with a couple of soft tissue injuries, which sort of cost us then. We had no run in the last half.
So one of those injuries, I believe, following the Geelong VFL Twitter account for KFC, Cheese, is Sam Simpson. Can you just give us an update on what's happened with Sam?
Yeah, we had Sam Simpson and James Willis within 5 minutes, both come off the ground with tight quads. So we're hoping they haven't, there's no tear there, but it wasn't good enough for them to get, it was too much risk for them, both those boys to go back on the ground. So a bit unfortunate, both those boys both coming back from off long injuries. So hopefully it's not too bad.
Yep, the Simpson one's one everybody's going to keep an eye on, isn't it? Because we were hoping he might get a chance late in the season, but I'm guessing scans and all that sort of stuff now will probably have to take place, Cheese.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say both of them will get scans first thing tomorrow, hopefully, and then see what the damage is, and hopefully there is none. So then we can sort of move on, and best case scenario, if they get up next week, that'd be great to get another game under both of them going into the final series.
Just from an AFL perspective, Shane, what were a couple of positive notes from the game?
I suppose the other guys, they're in the same sort of bracket as Sam Simpson. Biggest Sava down back's going really well. He's actually third or fourth week as a defender now. He's reading the play and marking the ball well and getting more of the ball in his hands, looking really confident. Quentin Narkle again battled really hard. He had 10 clearances, probably didn't have the same amount of possessions as what he had previous weeks, but he had 10 clearances and hit the scoreboard, I think, as well. Sean Higgins, you can see Sean just at our level, at VFL level, when he gets the ball in his hands, he's got time and space and uses it really well. He got around the 20 possession mark as well. They're probably the three that come to mind that sort of had decent games that are sort of pushing for selection as well.
Asava playing down back, I mean, did that come about through necessity in that you didn't have anyone else, or was it more of a thing that, well, he's probably going to maybe find it tough to get a game up forward at senior level? You know, Shannon Neal's coming on, you've got Hawkins and Cameron already there, and you don't seem to have a young fella, a key defender in the wing, so maybe just give him a crack down there for the remainder of this year and see how it worked. Was that sort of the thinking?
Yeah, it was. It was sort of, I suppose, it was mutual between Shannon Asava, and I suppose a few of the coaches, we'd sort of been wanting to play Asava down back and see what he could do, but it was also he was getting a bit frustrated up forward and I suppose not taking the marks, conditions, and not having impact as a forward. So since we're throwing him down back, he's a different person. He's excited, he's happy again, and he's playing like it as well. And as you said, our list profile probably would help having another key defender and also up forward. Shannon Neal's been doing a really good job this year for us.
What sort of improvement has he made? I think you mentioned there 4 or 5 weeks of playing in defence. It's probably a real learning curve for him, not having played there before. But I've sort of said a few times that he has the athleticism, and the game reading is something that is taken out of your hands to a degree in defence, in that you can follow somebody to the ball. And if you can get him to the ball, he's so athletic that he can impact contests.
Yeah, for sure. His athleticism helps a lot. But the biggest thing we've seen probably in the years we've had him, when we played him in the ruck and he plays beyond the ball, he actually reads the play and marks it really well. So we've sort of just taken that attitude when he is a defender, just obviously know where your opponent is and defend him one-on-one, but read the play and try and impact as many contests as you can and use your athleticism. And he's a physical type of player as well. And today, there was that many contests he would have got to where he didn't get beaten, but at least he halved it or he did mark it. And then on the flip side, he's getting 17 possessions today, which I don't think he would have had many 17 possession games playing as a forward. So he's getting the ball in his hand as well and feeling really confident.
Cheese, just on the VFL side of things, one, you debuted another Falcon in Ted Clohessy, whose dad, Paul, played a bit of VFA footy with Port Melbourne back in the 90s, comes from good stock, is on the draft radar. How did he perform as your second Falcon debutant in as many weeks?
Yeah, it went really well, Ted. We played him as an inside mid and high forward. He didn't look like he's an 18-year-old boy, that's for sure, because he's well built and he's not afraid of the contest side of the game, and he showed that today. And I think his first kick was a goal, which is good to see, and he went really well, and it's something to be excited about as a footy club and for Ted and his family as well. I know it's a really big year for him being an 18-year-old and being a big country squad and playing good footy at Falcons. He's just doing everything right at the moment to give himself a chance getting drafted.
And Leopold will be interested to know how Tom Feely is, because I suspect they'll be getting him back for finals, but I believe he was one of the three players that came off injured.
Yeah, Tom got knocked to the knee. He wasn't quite sure how he did it. So it was one of those, it was a funny one, but he couldn't get himself up to keep playing the game. So obviously Tom's got finals at Leopold, and hopefully he's right and can get up and play for them. Ollie Tate's the other one that will go back and play for Leopold as well.
Jeez, really appreciate your time. Commiserations on the loss today. One more to round it out. I think Port Melbourne next Sunday, if I'm not mistaken.
Play Port Melbourne GMHBA, so it'll be good for the boys to go with a bang and have a good win it at home against Port, who are in really good form at the moment.
What's on tonight, Shane? You got the fluffy slippers on already, or are you sort of off to Lammies?
Do you know how far Box Hill is from Geelong, Ben?
No, you're on your way back. Well, by the time you get back, there's a couple of travellers and you'll be right.
No, don't drink and drive, Ben. That's bad for you.
No, that's right. It's a washing detergent.
He's really appreciate.
No, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
I'll let you go so Benny doesn't say anything else stupid. Shane O'Bree, been good enough to join us all year when he can to talk all things VFL.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.